Microphone is open.
I thank our Lord Jesus because you are here to listen to the word of God. And I know that in the presence of our Lord, there is joy. There is peace. We can find love. And God can take us where we want to go. I would like you to do something, and God will be happy. We are going to clap our hand for Jesus because he's between us at this time. Thank the Lord. And you know, when we are clapping our hand, it makes noise. And someone who doesn't like noise should say that, no, why are you doing this? But God is very happy. You know, one day, Jesus was walking with his disciples. They start to shout, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. And people who didn't know the secret of noise start to say to Jesus, take your disciple. Look, they are making noise. And Jesus said that if they stop doing what they are doing, my Lord, my Father is able to give one for those stone, and they will shout for me. We have to shout for Jesus. In his presence, we have to make noise, the noise of joy. And when we are clapping our hand, we are doing it for him, and God is very happy. Today we are talking about take direction with God. This is our topic. This is our subject. Take direction with God. And as you know, as a Christian, everyone has some plan. Everyone has some problem, and he needs direction in this kind of problem he has. Maybe from long time he didn't hear the voice of God. Maybe from long time you didn't get any vision about your problem. And you are wondering, is God with me, or how can I be like that? I don't get direction in what I'm doing. But I think that today you learn something. Maybe it will not take, if I say that no, it will be short. It will be very complicated for me, because sometimes when I start, I say that it will be short. But when I start to talk, and the Spirit is sending some message, and I have to carry on. But here, we have one story in the Bible. For someone we know is Samuel, and everyone know, the one who used to read the Bible know how Samuel was born. His mother struggled for a long time, he didn't have a child. And sometimes, because in the Bible we see it, and actually there are some families where you can find one man with four wives, five wives. But we as a Christian, I don't advise you to get another wife now. I'd like you to be as you are, with one wife. But you know that in Islam, they say that they allowed them to get four. But at that time, the father of Samuel have got two wives. The first one have got so many children, and Anna didn't have kids. But you know what Anna did. And this is the first direction. If you want to get something from God, the first thing, be a man or woman of prayer. That I would like you to put it in your mind. You cannot get direction without prayer. And you see that Anna was looking out to get child in her life. And she decided to go to the temple to look the face of God. You want direction? She said that, no, I'm barren, but now I need a child. And Anna went to the temple. I'd like you to know that sometimes what you need, your pastor cannot know it. Your prophet cannot know it. Because you see that when Anna went to the temple, the priest Elisha was there, and he said that, how you can come in the presence of the Lord and you drunk? Can you imagine? I used to ask you the question, if one day you come to the church, you come to pray, and me, I ask you, how you drunk and you come to church? I'm telling you, next day you will not come again. You start to judge me. You say that, why pastor can say to me that I drunk? I went to pray. I was praying. But she just came and said that, no, I drunk. But Anna didn't make problem. She said, no, I pour out my heart to God because I have problem. I need child. And at this time, the prophet told him that, the priest told him that, next year, at the same time, we'll get the baby. And she said that in her mind, in her prayer, she said that if I get a child, this child, I will give him to God. This is what she did. She promised, she make a vow, and she honored her word. She respected the word, and she gave Samuel to the church, to the temple. And this is what we are going to read in verse and second verse in book of 1 Samuel. We read verse 1 and verse 2. What the Bible says there? I don't know if Bernadette can put straight to the wall. It should take time for her. But if you have the Bible, I advise you to read with me what is written in the book of 1 Samuel. And verse chapter 3. And verse 1 and 2. The Bible says, the boy Samuel ministered before the Lord under Eli. In those days, the word of the Lord was rare. There were not many visions. He was serving. But the problem is, at this time, the word of God was rare. And said that there was not a vision. You know, actually, when we need to find direction, sometimes you don't have a vision. You don't know where to go. You don't have the word of God. You don't know where to go. This is what happened to so many people. And you have to know that sometimes when God wants to show us direction, the direction can be very long than what you have in your mind. And so many people, actually, as a human being, we like the short direction. Who likes short direction here? Yeah, all of us. If you go to Costco, you find a long queue. You prefer to go where there is short queue. I think that is true what I'm talking. You like the short queue. If you go to Costco, you go somewhere, you like the short way. Everyone likes it. If they say that this is the way you can get money, you like lottery than to go to work. Everyone likes to get money from lottery. You have a dream. You want to get a billion by lottery. But they say that the good way is to work. But you don't like the long way. Sometimes you like fast food than to cook at home. But me, I advise you to cook at home. The long way to put water on the fire, start to clean food, to put there, is very difficult and very long way for so many people. We like fast food. We like takeaway. This is what man like the short way. And the Bible said to us that when people of Israel, they came out of Egypt. God took them out of Egypt. There was, at this time, the short way they can follow and to go to promised land. Straight. But the Bible says that God took them the long way. And in the long way, there are so many obstacles. But what is very important is to be with God. The long can be very long, but It's very important to be with God. It can be long, but it's the way of successful. Because it's God who is taking you there. No matter how you can face some problem in that way, but if it's God who is with you, accept it. The short way is good. And when I'm thinking about Abraham, or Abraham, as you can pronounce yourself, everyone can pronounce as you like. I have got the promises from God, and it took too long time. One day, it was his wife who said that, I know that in our culture, no matter, my husband can get two wives, there's no problem. And she suggested to Abraham to get another wife. And Abraham said, oh, yeah, this is very nice. He didn't say that, why? Why? You are my wife, I cannot do that. But they said, the Bible said that Abraham accepted this suggestion. The short way. Sarah said that, you see, from long time, God gave us these promises, but until now, I don't have a child. Take my servant, and I will get family with her. But the short way, sometimes, is the way of problem. Abraham found that it was better to accept what his wife told him. And he took Agar, I've got the child we call Ishmael. And we know when Agar understood that she's pregnant, she started now to make a problem in his mistress' life. In her mistress' life. It happened for a long time, and Sarah didn't accept it. She went now to Abraham. Why this problem? It was the way of problem. But we have to know that sometimes God is able. God is the one who can choose the way we can follow. The way of God can be short as well. I don't say that God is always take the long direction. No. But God can choose what He likes. He can decide for you, pop, and you get direction, and this direction is not too long. And you don't get any problem in it. It's God is sovereign God. Himself, He can show us the direction can be. We have to be just ready to accept what God show us. This is very important. It can be short. Don't say that, no, today they preach us that the direction of God is always long. No, it's not what I want to talk here. But I just want to say that he's able to do things with God. You know, there's one example I used to give about what Jesus did in wedding of Cana in the book of John, chapter 2. We see that in that wedding, people was drinking wine, but at a certain time, there was not wine. And Jesus was in that party. And they came to tell him that, oh, Jesus, we don't have his mom. Came to tell him that, look at these people, they don't have wine. Jesus didn't go to the field to plant wine, plant, and to start or to prepare the ground, after that to finish to prepare the ground, to take the fruit, to put it somewhere, and then to make wine. No, in a short time, Jesus just take the water, they put water in a jar, and they say that, take now this to the people. Short way. Jesus or God is able to take the short way for you. It's possible.
And people, when they drank that wine, they said, this is the best one. Always what God is doing for us is the best. It's the best. You can take your way. In that way, you can get so many problems. But God can allow you to go in the desert. In that desert, it can be so many problems. You don't have any money. You don't have any relationship. You don't have anybody who can help you. But the one thing I say that is better to be with God. You are with God. Jesus never leave his children. He never leave his children. He's the one who can show us direction. Sometimes ourselves, we want to hear, we follow only our heart. But we have to know that even we can follow our heart, but have to be led by Holy Spirit. This is the second thing. Jesus is there. His word can lead us, and we need Holy Spirit to be led. The Bible said that who can know what is in the mind of the man if it's not spirit of man? Who can know what is in the mind of God if it's not spirit of God? Only by Holy Spirit we can know God's direction. God can lead us by Holy Spirit. I just went back now to Israel when they came out from Egypt. It was very hard for them to go in that way, long way where they was. But the Bible says that by day, God was leading them by the pillar of the cloud. And by night, God was leading them by the cloud of fire to put light in their way. We can be led by the word of God. We can be led by the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit which can put, who can put, because the Holy Spirit is the person who can put the light in our way. Holy Spirit. It's very important to understand that when we are close to God, God will help us through His word. That's why you have some points. We'll read it and we'll come back again to the word of God. The first one, God speaks to those diligently seek and serve Him. This is what happened to Samuel. God speaks to those who diligently seek and serve Him. Are you looking for God? This is what we see here. The Bible said in verse 1, it said that the boy Samuel ministered before the Lord under Eli to accept to serve God with all our heart. God will show us direction. This is the first thing. To serve God is to believe in God. To believe in God is to love God. You cannot say that you believe in God if you don't love Him. You cannot say that you love God when you don't serve Him. You have to believe. You have to love Him. You have to serve Him. And if you serve Him, He'll show you direction. God will never leave you in darkness. He will put the light in your way. He will put the light in front of you. God is able to put the light around you. I like to talk about the light. I know that Fountain of Life knows that I like to talk about the light, because I hate darkness. But unfortunately, there are some people who are in darkness. They like darkness. We are children of light. And for the light to be in our path, in our way, we have to love God. We have to believe Him. We have to serve Him. And if we are doing so,
will get direction. The young boy who was there. But some people, today they said, I'm still young. I can do whatever I like. I don't like to be in the church. So many people, so many young people, they don't like the church. It's boring. We go there, they took 30 minutes to talk to people. But they prefer more than 2 hours, 3 hours with TikTok than to be in the presence of the Lord. Choose what you like. You like TikTok? It's okay. But if you like God, you love God, it's like treasure in your life. Yeah. Spend time with God. Serve Him. I'm very happy when I see sometimes young people coming, they are singing in the church, they are doing the word work in the church. Because me, I came to Jesus when I was young as well. I left everything because of Him. I didn't get something material from Him, but I feel that this is my time. I have to serve God. I gave all my life to Him. And today when I can stand before you like that to speak, it's not because I'm greater than other people. It's not because of my knowledge. But I know that it's God who put me at this time to do His work. You know, I used to give this testimony, but sometimes you don't get it well. When I said that, to stand in front of English people like that, like you are there, and speaking in English is not easy. I've never been in a school of English. No. I just get a calling from God. And at that time when I was young, God told me that you, Emmanuel, you will preach in the world. Around the world you go to preach my word. I start to learn little by little English. Even sometimes, even until now, I still have some problem because I don't say that I'm perfect. People was laughing to me. You? You want to speak English? No, you cannot speak English. But I went some places in Bulgaria. I went there to help people and they asked me to preach in English. People was following me. I said, oh, so today I can preach in other country. Serve God. He'll show you direction. The Bible says in the book of Job, if they can put an ad for it, 33, verse 14. God is talking to us in so many ways. He can talk to you in the vision, in your dream. He can talk to you. But you will hear His voice only when you serve Him. People who heard the voice of Jesus was near to Jesus. When they heard the voice coming from the heaven, said to them, this is my son. Listen to him what he's talking to. Because they was in the presence, they was near to Jesus. People was far away. It was very difficult for them to hear the voice of God. You will hear the voice of God only if you are closer to him. I was looking to talk about Jose. He's there, last week when he was talking about the voice of God. Is that at that time I've got in my mind that I can develop this teaching about the voice of God. God is talking to His people today. Pay attention, Job, and listen to me. I said 33. Verse 14. I can find it here. Verse 14. don't know where we found it. Catch again, read. Yeah? Yeah, can you read 15 as well?
In a vision, of the night, when he sleeps, all the people
as his prophet in their bed, he makes weak in their ears and terrified them in the morning, to turn them from wrongdoing and to keep them from crime. Yeah, thank you, Ketel. Can you stop here? For God does speak now one way, now another. Thought no one perceive it. He's speaking to us. We have to develop our spiritual ear to listen what God is talking to us. But you cannot listen it if you don't serve Him. If you don't love Him. Serve Him. Believe that He's the one who is talking until now. He can speak in the vision. Some people, they are waiting to see a big mouth in the heaven there. And they're talking to them that, I'm your son, with big voice. No. God is not speaking that way. And the second thing, Bernadette, God wants you to be responsive even when you do not understand. God wants you to be active, responsive. Even if you don't understand. Samuel was there, he was sleeping. The priest was there. But when he heard the voice, Samuel was about to take the step. And he's going to Eli and to ask, did you call me? Be responsive. You have to take action in what you want. Don't stay where you are. Now this is the time to be responsive, to move forward with God. Even if you don't understand, He can ask you to do something. Even if you don't understand, do it. God is with you. I know that this is the point, it's very difficult sometimes. Oh, how God can ask me to do something what I don't understand. That's why you see in the Bible some people resist to the voice of God. They said that how it can be possible. Zachariah he was serving God. He was chosen one day to go in the presence of God to offer the offering. The Bible shows us that when he just arrived there, the angel came to him and spoke to him. Said that your prayer was answered. And Zachariah said that, how? It's not possible. For him, he said that, no, I come here just to offer this to God. How the angel can talk to me? He just heard the voice, your prayer was answered. And they knew that he was praying for a long time to get a child. The Bible said that they were all old. Him and his wife, they were old, like Abraham and Sarah. They were old, but they were serving God. Even they have got problem, but the Bible mentioned that they were serving God. So many people, because of their problem, they stopped to serve God. But here they show that they were serving God. When God talks to you, obey to what He's talking to you, even if you don't understand it. It's very important. But as a man, sometimes it's very difficult for us. I don't understand God. And they say that, by what sign? I will know that it's you who is talking to me. And God told him that because you ask me, you will be mute until the child will be born. And it was very difficult for him. If you see me coming to you that I went to pray somewhere and I come and mute, I cannot speak, what are you going to say? Because of his sin. You see how he has gotten us some problem in his life. He cannot speak now because God didn't like the way he is walking with him. As a human being will say that. No, this man is not man of God. How? He can get this kind of problem. But it can be difficult today. But at the end, there is something God is preparing for you. I will think that you'll say amen.
Amen.
It can be difficult today. This is what happened to Zechariah. To accept that to be mute, I think that in 9 months, from the day the child was conceived until the end, he was mute. And when the child was born, he had still got some problem. Because they said that when they came, they asked him, what is the name we give to the child? He started to write, say that, John. There is John here. I think that there are some John here. The name John. So how you can give this name of John? In our family, we don't have any John in our family. No, it's God who said that the child, his name is John. Even if you don't understand, give the name of John. Even in your family, there's not any John. Just give the name of John. You see the way God is working. I don't understand, but I give the name of John. In my family, there's not John, but I give that name because it's God who said. God wants you to be responsive even when you do not understand. The first step, accept. Do what God asks you to do. The third one, you will read all things I'm talking in a book. You see that the verse is there. If I start now to enter inside the verse, we'll spend hours and hours here. God wants you to seek His wisdom, to fully understanding His word. We need the wisdom. You want the way of God? You want direction? You need wisdom. With the wisdom of God, you will understand where you are going. What kind of problem you can get in that way. Even it can be very difficult for you, but you have wisdom. God will lead you. This is what Solomon asked. Solomon asked when he had got problem. He was the king of a big country. He had to lead people. But he says that God came to him and said that, ask me what you need. I will give you. If it were you and I and have problem of rent, you know that you have problem of money, we'll say to God, God, you know that I've took this house to pay it. Now it's 200,000. I don't know how to pay it. God, give me that money. But somehow he asked wisdom and understanding. Through the wisdom, we have everything. Through the wisdom, we have direction. Through the wisdom, it's God who is leading us. We have everything. Ask God wisdom. If you find that it's very tough, it's very difficult for you, it's very hard, ask God wisdom. And you know how you can get wisdom? You tell me that, but how can I get this wisdom? It's very easy. But sometimes it's very difficult. Easy, but difficult. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The wisdom, you'll get it if you have fear of God. You serve Him, you love Him, and you need the fear of God in your life. The fear of God is not when you see God is talking to you, you go to hide yourself and say, oh, God can see me, I'm afraid of God. No, it's not that way. The fear of God is to be obedient to what God is talking to you. Very difficult, But with God's Spirit, you'll be able. Can you say that? I'm able. You are able with God. You struggle yourself to obey to God. Sometimes it's very hard. Because there is something God tells you that you have to stop now. You ask me, what is it? What can I stop now? Hey, it can be to lie. You are lying too much. You don't know how to stop. Even they catch you, you are still lying. But if the Holy Spirit is with you, He will tell you that to lie is very bad. I have one of my big brother. I've got one of them because he passed away. When he was a child, even they found him is doing something. He just found a way to lie. Said, who ate this bread? And he said, oh no, it's not me, but you are eating it. Said, when I just came here, I stand, I saw the bread coming to me. And when it was in my hand, I saw that the hand was going to my mouth. This is the way he was talking. Can you imagine? He was lying in every way. They found him was stealing something. You know that in our culture, if you have ate already and they keep the food for evening, you don't have to go yourself without asking parents. This is one, you know, in some places like that. You have to ask parents before to eat it because it's in the program for evening. But our big brother I'm talking, who passed away, him, he can just go and open the pot and start to eat. When they found him, he said, that is not me. I saw the food coming to me. So only Holy Spirit can lead us, can give us wisdom to know what you have to stop to serve God, to have this fear of God. Because the fear of God is the beginning of the wisdom. The fourth one, God wants you to be obedient, I think that I spoke about it, to obey in responding to His word. What God says to you, obey. He sends you somewhere, just go where He sends you, even if you don't understand. This is Abraham did when he was with his nephew, Lot. He said that now this is the time we have to be separated because our servants have problem between them, so we cannot be at the same place. This is the time, everyone, you have to choose. If you go to the east, me, I will go to the west. If you go to the north, me, I will go to the south. But the Bible says that Lot sure saw the good place which was in front of him. He chose first. But Abraham stayed there, and God tell him that, look at the outside. God can show you direction. Just obey. But where you are going, you will be safe. Lord, He chose with His own eyes. We are not walking by our sight. We have to choose with God. In everything, we have to choose with God. Choose with God. God wants you to be obedient in responding to His word. What God said to you today? You can just look. You say that, oh, there are so many difficulties there. It's not your problem. Even Paul, the Bible shows us that in his way, he fought with wild beasts. This is the Bible said in book of, if I can remember, in book of 1 Corinthians, I don't know, I've found it, 1 Corinthians 15. I want to read this verse. It was not easy for Paul, as a servant of God, He said that in book of First Corinthians 15 and verse 31. If Bernadette can put out for it. 31 and 32. If someone can find it, if Bernadette can put it. 15. Ketcher can read it. Yeah, aloud, please. He faced death every day. Even he was with Jesus, but he faced death.
If I thought while being in Ephesus with no more than human hopes, what have I gained if the dead are not raised?
Now you stop there. He showed that in Ephesians, he first with the beast. With the beast is not the beast you can see in the forest. No, with the beast, sometimes you met some people in a way. But they are like wild beasts. They make your life very difficult. But just obey to what God is saying to you. Obey. Yeah. If I fought wild beast in Ephesus, wild beast, in a way, is not empty. There is some wild beast. But just obey. Because at the end, there is glory. At the end of everything, there is glory for you. I repeat again. At the end of everything, there is God's glory. That's it. Where the beast in Ephesians, with no more than human hopes, what have I gained? The fourth one, we can go quickly. Is it fourth or five? Fifth. God wants you to find a confirmation of His word. You will find what God shows you as a direction in His spoken word. God can give you inspiration. God can show you direction from His word for what you are looking for. And in book of 1 Samuel 3 from 11 to 14, as is written there, you will read it at home. You can just write it or you can just take picture at home, you will read it. And the sixth one, God wants you to share His word to warn others, even if it's offend. When God showed us direction, there are some people who are in darkness. At that time, Eli have got so many problems. The Bible said that he was blind, he cannot see. And even his children, they was not serving God as they should be. And God showed to Samuel that you have to talk to Eli. He didn't hide anything. Even Eli can be offended. And the Bible shows us that he found Eli in the temple and himself said, tell me what you have, what God showed you. Don't hide to me anything. And that time, Samuel started to tell him everything. He didn't hide something. God spoke to us. He showed us direction. And we too, we can tell to other people that they can know where to go. And they know that the good direction is near to Jesus. He said that, come to me. If you have burden, come to me. You are tired? Come to Jesus. Come to Him. God save us to save others. He show us direction. And we too have to show direction to others. Don't hide what you have. Don't keep it in your heart. Oh, people can be offended if I talk about Jesus. In my workplace, everybody knows that I used to talk about Jesus. Even my supervisor, he knows that I'm talking about Jesus. Everybody. And they used to say that Emmanuel believes too much in the man upstairs. This is what they used to say, that I believe too much in the man upstairs. Yeah, there upstairs there is someone. You need to believe in him. Talk about him. Talk about Jesus. Talk about Jesus. Don't be ashamed about the gospel. Don't be ashamed about Jesus. Talk about him. There is a reward if you are talking about Jesus. You know the way. If you know the way, show others the way. The Bible shows us someone who is in the... when he met Jesus, he just said, come and see the one who told me everything. Even a Samaritan woman, when she met Jesus, she went to tell everybody, oh, come, I found someone who told me everything. He's the Christ. But people came there. They said that, yeah, we don't believe because you told us, but we believe because we alone, we saw him. No matter, even you can say like that, no problem. You are not thankful. You are not grateful to what I said to you. You can find someone and say that, no, we don't believe in what women cannot tell us about Jesus. Who told you that? They were proud. They said that, no, we don't believe because you told us. In Israel, it was like that. But no problem. My problem is to show you the way. The way is Jesus. The way is Jesus. Show us the way. And the seventh point is, God wants you to continually grow in your walk with him. The more you pray, the more you believe, the more you obey to God, you'll grow. It's very hard to hear the voice of God, but God is talking to you today. He can talk to you through some supernatural things. By nature, he can show you the way as he was showing people of Israel through the cloud, the pillar of cloud. It is nature. The pillar of the fire. He can show you by Holy Spirit. Grow with Holy Spirit. He told his disciple, go now in your way. In that way, you'll meet someone who has the jar of the water in his head, on his head. And he was going the street. I think that they met all kind of people. But the symbol, the sign Jesus gave them, he said that, follow the man who has the jar of the water on his head and follow this man. In that place, will prepare for me. We're going to prepare Passover. And they was watching everybody in the street. Who has the jar of water? Who has the jar of water? Who has the jar of water? They meet the first person, maybe. That's the thing. They look, oh, no, he doesn't have it. They met the second person, they look, no, what he has is not, it looks like a jar, but it's not the jar. Until they found someone who has the jar of water. The jar of water is the symbol of Holy Spirit. Follow the man who has the jar of water. Amen. This is the day. There are so many things you can talk about God's direction. But today you have to know that it's possible to hear the voice of God. It's possible to follow what God said to you. When God said move, move. When he said stop, stop. When he said that move now, you can move. At that time there was not sat-nav in desert. Not sat-nav, but only the pillar of the cloud and pillar of the fire. But actually, there is word of God there is the Holy Spirit. And through your prayer, you can find direction. Don't worry. You can find some obstacle in your way. But God is with you. In the desert, there are some snakes. Some snakes, they can be in desert. But God is in its way. You will meet maybe the Red Sea. But the Red Sea is not for you. It's for your enemies. For you, it's the Holy Spirit. We can stand up now. Are you happy? We can clap our hands for Jesus. Glory be to God. Yeah, we'll pray now. Just pray. Say to God, God, show me direction. In my decision, in this matter, I want direction from you. Pray with all your heart. Pray with all your heart. God is with you. Just say that, God, know my mind, but you. Not my opinion, but you, O Lord. Say to him now, show me direction through your Holy Spirit. Father, I thank you for this time. I know that among us there are so many people who want to find direction. They want to find where to go, O Lord. But we know that by your Holy Spirit, by your word, Father, you can show us where to go. As Moses prayed, Lord, you was with him, and I believe that now you are with us at this place. Bless your children. Bless this church. Because I believe that we'll be obedient to your word. We'll grow up with you, O Father. We thank you for everything. Because the life of Samuel, you led him, O Father, in the presence of Eli. Father, we thank you for everything, for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for, we know that you'll show our direction through our vision, through your word. And by prayer, O Lord, we know that you are going to put the light in our way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Yeah, we finish our meeting. God bless you. Father, thank you for today's word. We believe in you and you lead us at this time. Thank you for what I said today. Tout ce que j'ai parlé aujourd'hui, Seigneur, je les abandonne dans ton terrain, Seigneur. Merci de m'avoir dirigé. Merci pour la parole que toi tu as mis dans ma bouche. Tu es un Dieu miséricordieux et compatissant, Seigneur. Béni soit ton nom, Jésus. Béni soit ton nom, le Prince.